Big bad wolf?
Something like that. If I, you know, sometimes, especially children of, what do they think they see at night that frightens them?
Monsters, ghosts.
Mm-hmm, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a house that, where ghosts live, is what kind of house?
A haunted. Haunted house.
Mm-hmm. And your husband might tell you, better put on a sweater, it's getting
cold.
You might say, well, if you have a choice, you might say, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather stay.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What do you usually say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? You say, what to see you?
Oh, girl, I'm so glad to see you.
And if a person owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? You say he owns a plot of land. He owns
a plot.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say a right smart of land?
Yes.
Maybe.
I'd say a good bit of land.
Good bit of land.
Something two for my dad and two for you.
Let me, a couple of other questions like I've been asking you. If somebody really disliked to go somewhere, you'd say, well, if I missed that question, I will go to another one. Say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
freezing.
And that's the, now, when you meet someone, what do you, and he says good morning, what do you usually say to him in return? What might you usually say to somebody when you first meet him?
Hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm. And what about if it were in the morning, what might you say?
Good morning. Mm-hmm.
How long would you say that, up until about what time?
Mm-hmm.
Up to about noon?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say after that?
Good afternoon.
How long would you say that?
Until 6. And after 6, good evening. And I keep saying good evening the rest of the night.
The rest of the night. And,
I doubt that I would say good night. In seeing someone say after 9, I think that's the way it's usually split up. I'm not absolutely positive.
Mm-hmm. Now, say, when you're introduced to a stranger, someone you don't know but a stranger,
mm-hmm.
what might you say to him?
Hello, so-and-so. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Something like that? And say that you really enjoyed somebody's visit. What would you say to them? You might say, Come
again.
Mm-hmm. And on December the 25th, what did you say, first thing you said when you saw somebody on Christmas Day? You'd say,
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Anything else you might say?
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And what about on Saturday? What would you say?
Saturday.
January the 1st, you say.
Oh, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I'd say any major resolutions of which I don't do.
Yeah. Is there anything else you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you, instead of, other than saying just thank you? Is there anything else you might say? Would you ever say I'm
very happy or something? I don't know. I guess here again it would be contextual. If there's any such word.
Yeah. You might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Mm-hmm. You made a purchase. Say you made a purchase, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what to it? Say you bought something for Christmas. The storekeeper took paper and did what to it?
Wrapped the gift.
And so when you got home with the package, you did what to it?
You opened it.
Mm-hmm. Are you...
unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And if you sell something for less than you paid for it, you sell at
a discount.
Mm-hmm. Or would you say
a cheaper rate?
Or a lot of money.